Hello.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. What's up with you?
Oh, nothing. I'm doing good. Just getting home from work. Thought we'd bust this podcast out.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. We're talking with Von and Z. Thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you for coming back for another episode.
And we're talking about fashion.
Fashion and or lack of fashion in some cases.
Yes. I was just thinking about back in the day, my mom and them bell bottom pants that we had to wear.
Oh my God, I hated those things. I just really never thought that those would ever come back, and I was just shocked and amazed when they did.
When did they come back? I must have missed that one.
No, you couldn't have missed that one. They came back and oh, my God. And you know what? Think about bell bottoms. I actually ordered a pair today.
Wow. Where are you going with your bell bottoms?
Okay. Girl, you may not know. I'll find out someplace to go.
Yeah, those bell bottoms. And then we have like little tiny tops too, like those crop tops.
Oh, yeah.
Or the twist. The tie. Oh, my goodness. I just thought of it. The tops that we tie.
And Walmart came out with a line of the ones that they're tied. And I wore, that's all I've been wearing all summer.
Oh, wow. Wow. I remember that. I was younger then. Oh my goodness, that was the 70s. That
yes.
Was the 70s.
And they used to have those things called elephant pants too. With the wide leg pants.
Oh yes. I think I had a pair of jeans or something.
Yeah, my mom was a sewer, so she used to sew that kind of stuff for me.
I remember I ironed a press on. I remember the press ons that you would put on your clothes.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, I love those. Now, and you do it on your jean jackets and stuff. I think they still do that now.
Yeah, all that stuff is coming back.
And then that, what was that back in the day where they put the bead on it? You would stamp the bead on your shirt, your jackets.
Uh-huh.
It was a beady thing. It was like a bright.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Like the stud, was it the studs? Or are you talking about these ones more like beads?
More like, were they no, they you would make a like a like a cat figure or something.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I don't know exactly what it's called, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I remember that too with the fashion. My fashion sense. I think I'm still stuck on the disco era with the, you know, the brightness and the sequins and.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't have any fashion sense, and I know it, and that's okay. I've made peace with it.
Oh, you made peace with it.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
Me too. I have no fashion diva sense. I mean, I will put stripes and flowers together.
I'm not quite that bad.
Yes. I'm more of the hippie kind of throw on like a little sweater with whatever you got. Colors don't match. I could put purple and orange on and I'm happy.
Oh, okay.
I have no sense of fashion, but that's part of what makes us who we are.
Yes. That's its originality.
Yes. But now when I go to work, I have to make sure I match right because the kids.
Oh, yeah, they're not having that.
No, they're not. So what else fashion you used to wear?
Oh, they used to have the jeans, and the tighter the jeans, and you couldn't breathe, the better they were. Like Jordache, Sergio Valente, Lee's, Teddy Jeans, Victoria Vanderbilt, Tommy Hilfiger. Yeah, those are the ones we wore.
You wore. I remember Jordan.
We were skaters, so we had to go. We had to look fashionable.
Okay. Oh, you was a skater. You was a skater.
Yeah, we shout out to my Honey Rollers. Yes, we used to travel skating rinks.
Oh my!
Honey
goodness.
Rollers unite.
And you get back on the roller skates,
girl. My knees can't handle it no more. I look at other people. I know it's coming back, but I don't have to pass because my knees can't take it no more.
Oh wow!
They just can't.
I couldn't even stand up on roller skates.
Oh, wow.
I tried to put them old ugly brown ones because I wasn't a skater, so I didn't get skates. So I had to, you know, get the ones up front, put them on my...
Okay.
Yeah, I just barely made it around. I said, why didn't they have them little walker things when I was...
I know, right? We used that for me and Todd went ice skating, and they had that. That was our survival. Thank God they had it. I'll use it too. I bumped kids to get one. I was like, you know what? Forget you, kid. I need this.
Yeah, one of my kids went with Girl Scouts. They were out there.
Oh, okay.
One little girl, she knew how to skate because her parents took her out. But yep, that was so you was a skater and
yeah, girl, we were skating. We used to go to Philly, get our jeans, and couldn't tell us nothing.
Oh wow, that's wonderful, wonderful. And what else did we used to wear?
Remember fringes? Now there's these boots that come out with 3-tier fringes. I bought some because I'm a hula hooper. And I'm telling you, those fringes were so cool, and I love them. I wore a whole my fringe boots, and I tell you, I can't. I'm supposed to throw them away, but I can't. I can't do it. Can't do it. Can't throw them away.
Oh wow! Yeah, them fringes. Yeah, I remember now. They at the like if you had a vest on or something like that.
Yes, on the jean jackets again. Those jean jackets.
Yep, and the fringes. And look at them. Yeah, I remember that, but I remember I used to wear this white shirt. It was like button up with ruffles, and I liked that. And
I was okay.
But it was like an old lady shirt.
I got you. Go lay down.
I like that shirt.
Excuse me, dog's at the gate crying. Go lay down, Chloe. So, I don't know. Anyway, carry on.
Yeah, with the ruffles on, and let me see, jewelry-wise, I didn't have any. No, it was a jewelry out there. Mm-mm. Like the moon ring. Yeah, I did have
Oh, I had one of those. Mine's always said I was in a bad mood for some reason. Don't know why.
Oh, we have the moon ring. And what else is those other jewelry they had out there to go with our outfits?
That's those big earrings, those peace earrings. Oh, we did it all.
Oh, okay. My ears was a pierce, so.
Oh, okay. I begged my mom to get mine done because she wasn't trying to have that either. But I begged my mom to get mine done and on Flag Day. So I had my ears pierced and I love it. Still wear earrings today. Not as much as I used to.
Mm-hmm.
I have a second hole and it seemed like it always be sore. And I realized it's because I never put an earring in it. So I keep a little baby earring in it so to keep it open. But for his fashion, my mom was a sewer. And I remember I used to have these sky blue shoes. Didn't know they didn't go with everything, but you couldn't tell me nothing. I look back at my pictures when I was young. I said, was matching ever a thing for me? But my mom had 3 boys, and boys just put clothes on, and she dressed me like them too. So that's how that was. But she could sew anything, sew without a pattern and everything.
Wow, that's wonderful. So do you have those skills?
I'm crafty, not crafty in sewing, but I'm crafty in a lot of different areas. And I think I get that from my father was very, the word's not crafty. I can't think what the word is, but he did electricity. He did plumbing. He did gardening. My dad could do anything. We never called anybody for any repairs. My dad did it all. And then my mom sewed. So between the two of them, there was some skills of how to handle yourself. By yourself. So we did okay. And I do okay.
Well, that's good. No, my mom wasn't a sewer. And I took that in class, sewing class, and we had a pattern. I cut it and I sewed me a little skirt and I wore it too.
Yeah. I mean,
that wraparound skirt. That's right. Them wraparound skirts.
Oh, my mom made me a wraparound dress and I wore it for years. And I say years, year. That's a wraparound dress is a dress that never went out of style.
Oh my goodness. You see how it's coming back?
Yes. Like, I wish I had one now. Yeah. I did make a skirt for my hula hoop thing. I made a skirt for it. And when I was in school, I took sewing and I made this dashiki type of thing. Mm-hmm. And nobody believed I made it. But I'm so proud because it looks so cute.
Well, that's wonderful. See, yeah, I remember that sewing class I had. It was called Home Economics in high school. And we took sewing. But I don't have the patience for sewing for some reason. I was supposed to take another class before all this stuff happened. I never got it because my daughter, she took a class and learned how to sew. And she knew how to sew quilts and she knew how to do all that stuff. But no, not me. I'm still trying to figure out my fashion. Right now, my fashion is a nightgown.
Oh, okay. I'm sure you're not alone, especially with COVID. Pajamas is the thing. They were saying something that pajamas were selling out because everybody's wearing them.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, my fashion is like, I love the military boots. They just go, because when I hoop, I'm a hooper, so I always wear those. But they're just so comfortable for me. I'm not a sneaker girl. So I wear them, and then I wear capris, and then my tie-up tops. That seems to be my fashion right now.
Yeah, like I said, my fashion, when I do go out, is always my gray. My grays and like a regular old shirt is not no fancy shirt.
Now,
if I have fancy wear, well, when the wintertime comes, I'll be in my jeans and a shirt.
Oh, okay.
A sleeve shirt and my jeans. And like a sweater, because I do like my sweater. I don't like a coat, like a heavy coat, winter coat.
Right.
But I have one when it gets really, really, really cold. But I usually just throw a sweater on and get where I'm going. I'm jumping in the car and going in the store. And if I'm outside, I'll bundle up real good.
Oh, okay.
But just to go in, you know, out in the store. I think my winter coat is still in the back seat of my car.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I do wear a heavier coat, but my thing is I'm only going to be outside for a few minutes. So I run and run out. So if I don't have a coat on or whatever, I don't really make a big fuss about it.
And in fashion, when I do go out at night, I do try to get myself together.
What color you seem to gravitate towards?
Black.
I do too. I've learned to wear little colors, but I usually wear black. Black seems to just works for me.
Black goes with anything. And when you have no fashion sense, you grab a pair of black and you can just find a shirt anywhere. You know, a nice shirt, sequence shirt, sparkle right. shirt, and head on to wherever you're going.
Right.
Yep. So that's one good thing about fashion and black.
Yes, I always have a lot of black on.
Now, for head wraps and headwear, I don't know how to do those nice head wraps. So a scarf or something. I went somewhere and put a scarf on and I'll call it a day.
I'm not into scarves. I pop on a wig and go.
I may throw a wig on. That's when I go to work to look professional. I'll put a wig on. And sometimes I wear my hair out, but sometimes I put a scarf on.
Oh, okay.
But if I'm going, like, if I'm going to the doctor's office,
mm-hmm.
I don't think I ever wore a scarf when I went out to the doctors and other places.
I don't think I even know what's in style right now. I have no clue.
What's in style? What style? Everybody got the same thing, a nightgown style.
You're probably right. Like, I even hate to wear scrubs. I don't know. When everybody else started wearing scrubs, it just didn't mean anything to me. So I don't really care to wear them anymore.
Well, when you go to work, and if you don't have to see, when you go to a job where you don't have to wear your scrubs, you don't want to wear it. But I work with someone who wore scrubs faithfully.
Right.
And that's all they wear. They ain't never wear their clothes, and they always wore scrubs. And one time they even went all out and wore their scrub top with a pair of jeans.
Oh, okay.
Instead of the whole thing. But I remember my brother worked at a hospital and he had to wear brown, like beige scrubs. And he didn't understand why I got to wear beige scrubs. I said, that's what the hospital wants you to wear. He said, well, what if I want to wear blue? That's not their dress code. Needless to tell you what happened to him in that job.
Guess he didn't make it home.
No. Mm-mm. He didn't know because you couldn't conform him to, they said he couldn't. He didn't listen. So, yeah, that's one of the things about fashion. Now, what else is a nice fashion that you wear? Like, do you have like a certain kind of toe ring?
Toe ring?
Yes, that's fashion.
Did you remember me saying about my flip-flop mugging my flip-flops? So now I'm not wearing the toe ring. The toes are not exposed out like that. So now I don't wear, I think I probably did a toe ring once or twice, but I like anklets. I like those. But I haven't even been wearing those this year. So I don't really have any, you know, as far as jewelry fashion, just probably earrings, a nice thin necklace.
Well, I just purchased an anklet bracelet because I can't even remember if I ever had one. So I just got one.
I like those. Those are cute. They're a little sexiness. Yes.
I love it. I said, oh, I'm going to add another one to it. And then I got a waist bead. Where is my waist bead? Tucked underneath a roll here.
But oh, okay.
I got a waist bead.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I said, okay, now I've got jewelry. And then I got a Pandora bracelet. But I packed that away. I got to look for it. You got some, and I got some necklaces. I think I went out when we went to the dinner.
Uh-huh.
What was it called again? We went to
Dinner and Blanc.
Yeah,
Dinner and Blanc. I don't even know if they have that this year.
Oh,
I didn't get no email saying it was canceled or anything.
Oh no, that was because everybody was so close together.
Yeah,
I don't know how that would have happened. That, but I think I bought a necklace for that. And it's like white beaded necklace. You know, I don't have a lot of jewelry. You know how some people got jewelry for days? For days. Yeah. You can open up. You know, they have jewelry boxes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have all that.
No, me neither. I don't. Just jewelry I've made.
Yeah, I got the a bracelet that you made and a necklace. That bracelet that went around wrapped around my wrist.
Oh, okay. I love that memory bracelet. That's what that's called. I love that.
Yep. I remember that.
It's so easy.
Hey, you got some fashion sense.
I'll do a little something here and there.
Now, I was thinking about the clip-on earrings. That's what my mom used to wear, clip-on earrings.
Yeah.
So every time I see them, I was like, how do you... But you can change the earring to clip-ons. I just got to figure it out. I think I bought something where you can...
I think you're right. I think it is something. You probably have to look in a jewelry supply store and probably find out, you know, what it is.
I think clip them on. But I've seen some play earrings that I'm going to get. And the girl going to make them clip-on for me.
Oh, okay.
Okay, got it.
Look at you getting all fancy.
Oh, I got to be fancy sometimes. I got to be fancy sometimes. So I figured with my ankle, my waist bead, my clip-ons, will they all match? That is it.
What about bathing suit? Do you wear a bathing suit?
A bathing suit?
Mm-hmm.
I wore a bathing suit when I went to California when I was in my 20s.
Oh, okay.
And I think I wore one when I was in my 30s somewhere. I think that's all. I don't know. I usually just wear shorts and a shirt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's... I'm trying to think. Did I go to the Y to swim at one time? No. Yep, I did go to the Y and swim. But I don't think I have a bathing suit. I think I had shorts and a shirt.
Oh,
the
so
Y, it was the school. It was the school because... In the summertime, this one school will open up for the public.
Uh-huh.
And you just had to show them where you live so they know you could come in. And so only so many people could be in there at a time. So you had to take your name. And then if somebody else come in and you was there longer, you have to leave. But people didn't know about it because there was never a lot of people there.
Oh, I see.
So, but no, I didn't wear a bathing suit. So you be wearing your bikini?
Yeah, I'll be wearing my bikini. Really tough. I have like it's like the skirt and the top, and I'm always wear a cover up, or it has to be cover up. Or I go to a deserted beach, and then I can wear my bikini. I just let it all hang out on the beach, but normally I don't.
You don't do hooping with your bikini or a bathing suit?
And I don't know, a bathing suit is usually always in a dress. It just looks better in a dress.
Oh, okay. So you go by the way it looks when you do your...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You gotta have a style with that, too. Like you say, your fringe boots.
Yeah, I love those. I gotta get some more of those.
So you like the fringes. You get a whole fringe. Why don't you get... That was in the 20s, those fringe dresses. Remember in the 20s?
Yeah.
Those dresses all... shiver and shaking.
Mm-hmm. I love them.
No, I like it. I'm like, if not a fashion diva. Now, I have a friend who has to match their shirt.
I'm not matching either. I can't even match stuff.
They match their, if they have a pink shirt, they may have pink shoes. And I see people matching like that a lot. Like if they go to a barbecue, everyone matching.
Oh,
I think I tried that with my kids one time. We were all trying to match. I think we went somewhere and we had red, white, and blue. So that's how it went. Like, I would have a white shirt, they would have blue or red, and everybody has the same color.
Now, me and Todd, we do match sometimes. I like to dress alike with her. She makes it fun.
Yeah, my daughter here, she likes that too. We got the same shirt, and she likes going out with the same shirt on. And I was like, do you know you got the same shirt I do? She said, yeah. So,
she had.
Now, my other one, forget it.
I never did with my kids either.
She likes to match sometimes. Sometimes. But now we're all older and
yeah.
Who wants to match? They was little, maybe. But that's what it is about fashion.
Right.
Now, name brands. What's your favorite name, Baron?
Only ones I really like. I like Tommy Hilfiger, and I like Marc Jacobs, and I like Steve Madden. And that's about it. I'm not really into labels, and I'm not even really into those labels. But if I was to buy a label, those would probably be one of the three.
Mm.
I'm just never been that girl with 1,000 shoes. I'd rather collect hula hoops. And I used to be that girl, but I'm not anymore.
Yeah, well, what's out now is the sunglasses.
Now, I do love a good sunglass.
Yeah, I see a lot of people with different sunglasses on. And I also follow somebody, and they have different sunglasses.
And yeah, I
got the sunglasses in. They got the square ones, the circle ones.
They have all kinds.
Mm-hmm. So, well. What else is out there other than the sunglasses and all?
There's pocketbooks and stuff. And
you do the
shoes. We already talked about the shoe situation, so I'm not really into that. Pocketbooks, I don't collect a bag. I just don't. I mean, I used to be that girl. It's just not that important to me anymore.
Okay. Well, I don't have, like, the bags I have, I would have to go to the Bingo pocketbook to get me a bag that's a name brand. But what does that, you know, to me, it's a free bag.
Yeah, free bag. It'll probably be on eBay next week for me. So I'm not going to wear it.
Yeah. I have a little cheap pocketbook.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I like those. Yep. So it's we went through the pocketbooks and all the rest of the stuff.
Yeah, I don't even, I really don't even know what is even out right now. I love in the wintertime, good trench coat. I had a client one time, and she was a thrift store professional. And I'll look at the thrift store and come out and I don't see anything. She's got a whole cart full of stuff. I'm like, what the heck did she buy? Two or three trench coats. And she, you know, because of her, I do have like two or three trench coats. And I do love those in the wintertime.
Now, I'd never own a trench coat. Like a London Fall.
Yeah, they'd be name brands like London Fall. She'll find those kind of things.
Yeah, okay, well, that's good. That's good. And your fashion sense just jumped up a notch.
Uh-oh, check me out. Didn't even know it.
Mm-mm-mm. Yep, so that's our fashion sense.
Yes. Or lack thereof.
Lack thereof.
Todd keeps me into fashion because she tell me what she likes, and she discovered Guess, and they're very reasonable price. So I'm all into Guess too. So I got her a Guess shirt to go with her sneakers. I told her I'd get her a Guess book bag, but then she said, "For what? Where am I going to wear that at?" Okay, probably not that, but I'm going to try to get her some more guest shoes. Guess her up while she's into it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, I guess we can say goodbye.
Okay, everybody. Well, thank you for joining us for another episode. And like I said, if you have any criticism, comments, or tips you want to leave us, you can email us at talkingwithvonandz@yahoo.com. And we'll see you on the next episode.
Yep. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. This is Von. Bye.